Ramaya Rama Bhadraya Ramachandraya Veda Sidav Nathaya Nathaya Sitaya Pataye Namaha. Yuddha Kanda, chapter number 44, Nocturnal Battle. The recitation begins now. The sun set as the two forces were thus engaged in fight, and night came in that was fatal to the monkeys. Rakshasas and monkeys with relentless ferocity and equal ardor for victory fought at night more dreadfully than before. Nothing was visible in the darkness. The Rakshasas and monkeys slew their own friends, mistaking them for enemies. Hold! Kill! Cut! Cut! Flee! Flee! Such dreadful cries alone were heard. The Rakshasas, nocturnal wanderers, were themselves confused by the darkness. Their black bodies, set off by flashing ornaments of gold, resembled huge mountains covered with forests, put up by rare herbs. In the ghastly darkness, the Rakshasas, mad with fury, tore and ate the monkeys. In their turn, the monkeys sprang upon horses with golden saddles, upon flags flaming like fire, upon elephants, elephant drivers, and chariots, dragged them down in mad fury and tore them with their teeth and nails. Rama and Lakshmana, with arrows like hissing snakes, struck down the Rakshasas, whether visible or hidden. The dust raised by the chariot wheels filled the nose and ears. Thus, as the battle raged dreadfully and one's hair stood on end, blood flowed in torrents. Huge drums, kettle drums, conches, flutes, and other instruments produced a wonderful harmony. The cries of the wounded were terrible to hear. Monkey warriors killed by the sword, trident, and other weapons, and Rakshasas slain by mountaintops were the offerings made to the goddess of earth. Weapons were the flowers used in this worship. The battlefield had no visible landmarks and was utterly impassable because it was all covered with flesh and blood. Like the black night that swallows up all created beings, this night carried death and destruction to the Rakshasas and monkeys. In that frightful darkness, the Rakshasas hid Rama from view under showers of arrows. The roaring noise of the onset was like the seven seas surging up on the day of dissolution. Observing this, Rama sent against them in a moment arrows like flames which pierced their vitals. From these, Yamashatru, Mahaparshu, Mahodar, Vajradamstra, Mahakaya, Shuka and Sarana escaped with their lives. The arrows of Rama, brilliant with golden bands, made the night light up like an autumn night lit with fireflies. The ghastly night was made ghastlier by the roars of the Rakshasas and the neighing of the horses. Mount Trikuta seemed to speak through all her caves. Such was the increasing noise that rose from all sides. Baboons and langurs, huge and dark of body, crushed the Rakshasas between the mighty arms and made a feast of them. Then Angada decided to slay Indrajit and struck at him, his driver, and his horses. Then Indrajit was forced to leave the battlefield, deprived of his car and his teeth. Rama, Lakshmana, the gods and the rishis praised Angada mightily. Since the valor and Indrajit were well renowned, they extolled highly the wonderful feat of Angada in driving this hero from the field. Sugriva, Vibhishana and the monkeys cried, "Excellent! Excellent!" Indrajit was beside himself with anger at being so foiled. Then Rama said to the monkeys, "Rest calm and free from fear, all of you, with Sugriva. This Rakshasa troubles the three worlds because of the mighty boons granted to him by Brahma. He will defeat you now since the time is favorable to him. I have to honor the word of Brahma. I should put up with this for a while." Then the wicked Rakshasa, the unconquered hero, from where he was hid, discharged some arrows hard and sharp like thunderbolts. They fell in the shape of mighty serpents upon Rama and Lakshmana and pierced their limbs. He made them unconscious through his magical arts and bound them with the Nagaparsh. All monkeys saw Indrajit in his fury strike down with the serpent weapons and bind and render senseless those lords of humanity. That wicked wretch, unable to defeat them in fair fight during the day, bound these princes through his magic arts at night. मंगलम कुशलेन्द्राय महनीय गुणाप्तये चक्रवर्ती धनुर्जाय सर्वभौमाय मंगलम।